Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. When entering work zones, take it slow and join the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety in working towards zero highway fatalities.
Legislation aimed at helping seniors to truly own their home has received initial approval from the Missouri House by a voice vote. Buckner GOP State Representative Bill Kidd is sponsoring the proposed constitutional amendment and says many seniors face a choice of selling their homes because of the property taxes and living on a fixed income.
Do you want to own your home or not? And once again, this is a vote of the people, and we'll see what happens. Still has to get through the Senate. I'm open to compromise.
If Missouri lawmakers and voters approve it, the constitutional amendment would authorize a tax exemption phased in at 20% increments over 5 years to equal 100% of the amount of real property tax paid on a senior's primary home. The Senate is expected to debate the proposed $34 billion state operating budget later this week. Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz says that it'll take some floor time.
The budget will be to the floor probably on Wednesday, and we will work our way through that. And so that's normally a fairly long process with a lot of conversation, debate.
The state constitution requires Missouri lawmakers to approve a balanced budget by early May. The House budget does not contain funding for Medicaid expansion, but Senate Democratic leader John Rizzo of Independence anticipates that a vote to fund Medicaid expansion will happen on the floor when it comes up for debate. While the deadline to file your 2020 taxes has been extended out another month into May, you can still file for an extension if you don't think you'll have enough time. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says you won't be alone.
Around 260,000 people are expected to ask for an extension to file their tax return this year.
You can find the form 4868 online at irs.gov or use your favorite free filing program to file for an extension as well. A new survey says 1 in 10 Missouri K-12 public school teachers are seriously considering calling it quits this year. Dr. John Turner with Missouri State University says the survey was emailed to about 60,000 teachers and 8,000 responded. He says many educators report feeling a lack of empathy from parents, a major shift from last year's overwhelming appreciation from the public.
Teachers are definitely feeling like that they're under attack from parents in the community about what they've had to do, who are just really carrying out the policies that have been established by state and federal agencies and by local administrators. And so teachers felt so much about being caught in the middle, and I hope there is some grace that's offered to them.
Many educators also cite additional workload stress, problems connecting with students who are learning remotely, and the transition to virtual learning. You'll find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.